Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that our worship was a beautiful offering to you tonight. I thank you that you allow us to worship you, that you put that in us. How cool is that? And I know when we worship you, we come, we connect as one with you. There's such a powerful exchange happening when we truly worship from our heart and not our head. And sometimes when we struggle with the cares of the day or whatever, it often helps to reposition ourselves, you know. And for me, I like to go on my face. I like to get my head below my heart. I like my heart above my head. So it's just something about repositioning. It also, it brings me out of my fleshly ways or my struggles. And it's like a choice, because there's a moment of choice that I'm choosing to bow down and worship Jesus above my problems. You know, it's like I'm leaving my problems and I'm coming in into him and his glory and his it's home. It's home. And oftentimes people struggle with worshiping and you know, sometimes we get caught up in formulas or levels of volume or certain songs or, you know, places that we like to go and worship. And, you know, truthfully, we are, you know, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, he dwells inside of us. And so wherever we are, we're in him. And we can worship wherever we are because we're in him. Now, I love corporate worship. I love coming together. I can feel, you know, there's power when we come together as one, when we gather as one. And sometimes we come and we come into a place of worship or we come to a service and maybe we're not having such a great day, but we know I'm just going to come anyway. I'm just going. And if we can get there, it's kind of like, to me, it reminds me of that old movie, and I've talked about this before, the old Notre Dame movie, you know, it's when he yells, "Sanctuary!" You know, when he scoops up the girl who was done wrong and places her on the front of the stairs and yells, "Sanctuary!" She's safe there, and he knew it. There's like a spiritual law. And what I like about spiritual law is sometimes we don't feel good. Sometimes we just come because we know it's an attack of the enemy, and if we can just make it and get in the door, "Sanctuary!" It's going to be okay. You know, we don't know how it's going to work out, but we know it's going to be okay because we know that God is always safe. And as we grow in God, we learn how to have our sanctuary all the time. And as I've been praying, the Lord, actually I was worshiping and the Lord reminded me again of the vagabond spirit. And I'm like, "Lord, what are you saying about this?" I saw it earlier today when I was meditating and I saw it as a scheme of the enemy. And, you know, sometimes I just pray on stuff and see things get taken care of and never mention it to anybody. And so I was surprised that it came out earlier tonight when we first started. And so as I was worshiping him, I was reminded of in him, you know, is everything. And if we can find the sanctuary, that it's like, you know, musical terms, the sweet spot of the sound when every tone and every decibel is just perfect. That's the sweet spot. You know, for an artist, it's when the lights and the colors are just there, the sweet spot. And, you know, so there's different sweet spots in the world, but there's the one that gives life, and his name is Jesus. And so my heart's cry is for everyone to know Jesus. I love salvation and I love saving people from hell and bringing them into truth. And I love when they learn relationship with the Holy Spirit and start to walk and grow in truth and who they are in the image of Him. And as I was worshiping, you know, I love to watch people come in because some people are, you know, wore out, some are dehydrated, some are, you know, starved, and some are just carrying the glory, you know, and we're all a mix. And I love that about God, because He doesn't say, oh, you can't come in, or, oh, nope, you got too much. You save some for the others, you know. You know, He's like, come on in, all that are weary. Come on in, anybody who's hungry. Come on in, anybody who's thirsty. And He doesn't care what you look like on the outside, because He knows who you are on the inside. And that's what's so cool. Oftentimes, you know, people judge, you know, maybe the way you look or talk or act. Thank you that Jesus doesn't do that. And thank you that He's so honest and incapable of lying. We can't bribe Him. Think of that. Thank you that His vote never changes. It's always life. He chooses life all the time. And so as we come to these meetings, you know, I love to see how God is changing, equipping, and growing us up. I love that. And I have really nothing to do with it except for I show up, you know, and I said, yes, Lord, use me any way you want. I don't care. And He had to work out some things in me, my fleshly ways, and is still working things out in me. But here's, you know, I'm praying on this because I'm troubled in the spirit. And so I'm preaching to people in the room tonight, but I know there's going to be people listening to this on the website, on the app. And does this go on Facebook? Yes. And on Facebook. And so, you know, I see you all, and I love you all, and I even see you guys at home. Hallelujah, listening. Listen, God's doing something, but the enemy is trying to get a foothold. And so as I talk about this vagabond spirit, you know, I actually had to look up the word because, you know, I'm not that bright with stuff that words I don't use all the time. And even the ones I do use all the time, half the time I say them wrong. you know, and I here's the thing. I don't care. I know I'm not perfect, but in Him, I'm beautiful and I'm perfect. And sometimes He blows me away when He gives me a word that's so big I can hardly say it. And I'm like, and the person is like, you know, it's like an arrow to their heart. And I'm like, hey, by the way, what does that word even mean? You know? They're like, I'll tell you what it means. You know, oh, and that's how cool He is. He knows your language, and He uses the language of your heart and understanding to woo you and draw you closer to Him. And so I'm seeing a strategic plan of the enemy that needs prayer. So those of you who are prayer warriors, I'm asking for you to consider this assignment if it hits you in the spirit. Not, no problem. You know, we all have different parts in the body of Christ. And so, you know, some of you are like, what is she even talking about? But some of you are going to be like, oh, I'm all over that. And so I had to look up what the word vagabond even was. And so I looked it up, and I'm just going to read you out of, I'm in Bible Hub. And praise the Lord, I knew how to spell that one. So here's here's a definition. There's a couple of them. And you know, just like a dream, when the Lord gives you a dream and you ask somebody, you know, could you help me interpret this dream? I don't get it. And they might say, you know, like, let's say the dream is, I saw a white cat cross the road. And the person might say, well, white means purity. Cat crossing the road means new season. And you're like, eh, that ain't it. But then, you know, you're like, that just doesn't bear witness. It doesn't do anything. But then maybe the other person says, well, I'm praying and, you know, white cat means purity and you're going to adopt a cat. And you're like, ding, 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 that's it. You know how when a word, it hits you in the spirit. And so I'm saying that because when I was reading these definitions, I got a ding, ding, ding. And so I'm not going to read them all, but a wanderer with no fixed dwelling and usually without the means of honest livelihood. A vagrant, a tramp. Moving from place to place without a settled habitation, wandering. Now listen, floating about without any certain direction, driven to and fro. So, of course, I was like, could you show me some scripture on this, Lord? You know, I'm going to be talking about something, and I need some backing here. And he took me to Genesis, to Cain and Abel. And reference point, and I feel like this is I feel like this is the body of Christ right now. And I feel like there is a vagabond spirit that's trying to infiltrate and take out, I'm just going to say it, the stay-at-homes. Okay? So, and I don't mean, listen, I don't mean that you shouldn't be staying at home, but what's the condition of your heart? And so that's what I feel like the Lord is saying right now. And I'm going to read this. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again she gave birth to his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. So I'm just going to say, right there is like a point of meditation.
Mine says subdue and master it.
Amen. Subdue and master it. That means forcibly take dominion over it. Okay? Here's the thing. In the natural, it's very easy for Christians to backslide. Okay? Do you remember when the government shutdown took place and they said, you know, for just 2 weeks, everybody stay home, just for 2 weeks, because this thing is, you know, it'll jump on you, it'll get you. And, you know, we don't know how, so, you know, mask up, gown up, do, oh no, they didn't have masks back then, so that came later, sorry. But anyway, here's the thing. I'm not making light of COVID, okay, but I'm making light of the plan of the enemy. And here's what the plan of the enemy is. And here's the problem. There's many carnal Christians who call themselves Christians and used to go to church on Sunday and do the amen, hallelujah, you know, I'm blessed, you know, I'm a child of the Most High God, but then they go on living the rest of their week in sin, acting like nobody knows it. And I'm not saying, I understand struggles. Get that? I've had many struggles. But who's helping these people now? You know, they're home and they're forgotten. And so as I was praying, I saw this vagabond spirit kind of moving through and trying to get, you know, attached to people. And what I saw was, as that happened, you know, many people, I'm just being brutally honest, but there's many Christians who say I'm a Christian, but they have never truly even thought about holiness or what's in it for God. It's only been what's in it for me. What do I get because I said the sinner's prayer? And how can the church help me? And now I'm in trouble, church, so bring me groceries. And I can't pay my bills now, so I need money. And I actually know people who have mastered the system of eating off the church and draining them with no regard to anything but themselves and what's in it for themselves. And, you know, hallelujah, there's always going to be the poor. Jesus said that. But he also said, let the dead bury the dead. Listen, we are at a crossroads. And there's so much happening in the spirit. And with vagabond spirit, it's you know, his cousin is entitlement. Okay? And so entitlement has already wrapped its ugly head around many of the believers. And here's the thing. It's got tentacles and it's trying to grab the ones that it doesn't have. And how is it doing it? I refuse to wear a mask. You're not wearing a mask. It's trying to cause division in the body of Christ. It's trying to cause division in your homes. Recognize this as division. Recognize it. Now listen, what's going on in your heart? What's in it for the kingdom of God? It's not about you right now. It's about God and the people. Listen, I'm telling you, there's so much happening and we have to grasp this and pray this through. You know, many people are focused on the election and the corruption, and that might be their assignment. But is it a distraction from what the Lord wants you to be praying on? Where are you focused? Are you getting your plans from the throne or from Fox News?
Yeah, that's good.
Or from Facebook? Or from your friend who said you should be praying this way? Every one of us has a call on our lives. We have an assignment, many of them, many assignments to fulfill for the Lord, for his good pleasure. And it brings the blessing. And God is trying to get us to get off what's in it for me. You know, every one of you that is listening right now in this room is very mature in the Lord, okay? You have been eating meat for a long time. And your focus should now start changing. What is it for you? What do you need, Lord? What shall I be doing? How are you doing? How do I worship you? How do I sit and listen and get the pen from heaven? How do I read the word with revelation knowledge? See, we have to go to him first. He's the sanctuary. And then we carry the sanctuary. We are the house of God. But many of us are living hollow houses. And I'm reminded of Matthew 7. I think it's Matthew 7. When what's your house built on? You know, when the winds blow. Hey, the winds are blowing, friends. Oh, there goes a shutter. Well, there's Aunt Mabel's roof just took off. There goes the trampoline, and, you know, that came from three counties ago. Listen, the winds are blowing, and it's necessary. Anything that is not built by the Spirit is going to fall. Anything that's built in the natural, it'll last for a while, but there's corruption with it, okay? Because that's the earth curse system. Whether you built it in... Whether you made it and it looks beautiful, it's going to rust or decay eventually. Anything birthed in the spirit will stand forever. And when the winds blow, hey, you're birthed in the spirit. You're going to stand forever. And when the winds blow, you're not going down. So listen, there's this thing that I'm seeing. And it has to do with the issues of the heart. Now, we deal with our heart issues every week, do we not? There's people that are listening to this that don't have the opportunity to deal with the issues of their heart. They never had a chance. They never learned it. And so they might be walking in deceit or deception and not even knowing it. Because when you do something long enough, you start to justify and rationalize why it works so well for you, even though it doesn't. And you can ask people around you, you know, think of a drug addict, you know, who uses all the time and all the destruction that comes, but they don't realize that it's destruction because they keep telling themselves, it's okay, it's all right, I got this, It doesn't have me. You know what I'm saying? But there comes a time and a choice where God always extends his hand and he does it over and over and over. I love that about him. And he tries to pull us out of the of destruction. He'll use people to do that. And he's cheering us on to choose life. But oftentimes people are like, I like this comfortable. I'm not ready. I can't serve a God I don't know. Listen, that's who we're dealing with right now. And a lot of these people are shut in and they're being deceived. And they have they're no longer bringing their offering to the sanctuary. They're no longer bringing their offering to the Lord. And what I mean by that, I'm not talking finances. I'm talking the heart. You know, when we receive a love offering, we receive it with our hearts. We position our heart to God and we give it to him. And these people, most of them at home, have forgotten. It's like the altars are bare. And you know, they're falling further and further behind. And then this vagabond spirit is moving in and taking them captive. And so what the Lord is saying is, you know, there will be a very narrow road, you know, and we're going to see stuff shake and we're going to see stuff fall. But some of it's unnecessary. And so if the Lord is putting on your heart right now, somebody that used to go to the church that you go to, or somebody that you used to go to the gym with, or somebody that you used to carpool with, somebody you used to work with at an office, ask the Lord to highlight who it is you need to reach out to, because you are the light. You are glory. You are the sanctuary, and you're the fire starter. And so we have to set the captives free. Now, how do we do that? First of all, they're not going to let us in their home because they're afraid. You know, some people do it for medical reasons, and I respect that. Some people have compromised immune systems. I respect that. But some are just hooked on news and believing everything they see and responding to that. And that is growing. That's the seed that's growing in their heart. Now, Jesus wants to set the captives free. And so the only way to do this, you can't do this by the flesh, but remember, you're all spirit beings. The way to do this is by the Spirit. So if the Lord gives you a highlight of somebody that you used to work with or fellowship with, then you start praying in the Spirit. You just spend some time, and it's like your target project, and you're going to start praying and interceding for their freedom and for truth. And you know, I love to say, Lord, help them see the truth. Help them see who you really are. Lord, I'm asking you to cause a way for somebody to stop in, or for a door to open where there's a window of an opportunity to speak life. And they may not take it. They might be a afraid little puppy hiding in the corner. And it's not our job to judge that. And there's too much judging going on in the body of Christ. And listen, we're all saved by one. It's grace through what Jesus did at the cross. We didn't earn it. And maybe we don't have fear because we're not watching the news, or maybe we don't have fear because we know who we are in Christ. But if Jesus judged us or looked at us and said, hey, you had a bad thought today, I don't want to talk to you. You know, it's no different. So you know, judgment is dangerous. It brings division. And see, there's too much of that in the body of Christ. And that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to get the spirit of entitlement to cause division. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Social distance. Don't social distance. Stay at home. Go out. Listen, here's what we do. When in Rome, do what the Romans do. Jesus had to pay taxes, and he got a fish to cover the taxes. We don't look at it in the natural. We don't. Our answers are our heavenly answers. This is a spiritual battle. It's not a fleshly battle. This is not an earthly battle. It's manifesting into the earth. But remember, we're the bride. And remember, God is going to have his way. He's going to come. Jesus is going to come. And when he comes, remember, some people are going to be laughing, la, 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 you know, drinking, partying, doing whatever. And they're not even going to know the season that we're in. Listen, the season has shifted, and it is too fast. And it is up to the body of Christ to push back darkness. Amen. It's not time. God said this months ago. It's not time. And so We have to stand against the winds that are blowing. And some of us are a little weary because we're like, man, I've been praying and fasting and standing, and I'm not seeing anything change. Where are you looking? Keep tucked in and keep getting, you know, the line never closes. It's always open, 24/7 in heaven. 911, what's your emergency? I need to talk to Jesus right now. I'll patch you through. Don't call me at 3 a.m. Hello? My phone's off anyway. Who is this? What? Oh, man, Lord. You want me to minister? I'm sleeping. I'd do it if he told me. But my phone is off, so 10:25, I'll see it come in the morning. That's about time I turned my phone on. So, I'm telling you that there's a new assignment that's being released for those who will take it. And, you know, the agenda of the enemy is always to bind and constrict and to put heaviness and burdens on. If you have any of that, see, you can go anywhere and put a mask on and not feel binded and restricted. If you're feeling binded and restricted, there's an issue in your heart that you need to work out. Now, how do I know that? Ding, ding, ding. I've had some issues over this mask stuff. But I welcome the conviction when the Lord shows me my heart, because I'll be like, whoa, where did that thought come from? Oh, that came from my heart. Lord, you got to show me what's the hook. And listen, he's preparing us. If we can get past whether or not we're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, we're going to be a whole lot more productive for the kingdom of God. Right. You know, I'm not going to wear my shield today. I am going to wear my helmet today. You know, listen. We have to be able to respond in an instant, because that's how things are happening, instantly. The glory is instantly, and the enemy is slowly, he's not instant, he's been slowly planning for a long time. God is releasing strategies instantly, and take it, and then do it, and don't delay. And if you're without a mask, put it on when you remember. After you sliced that thing to pieces, hallelujah, I'm kidding. I'm talking about spiritual. Okay, so I really feel like, I think many people thought this season would end right after the election. And I don't even like to talk about this stuff, and I normally don't. So this is the Holy Ghost, okay? I feel like many Christians thought once the election's over, COVID would fall away, and all this stuff would be back to normal. Listen, before this happened, we weren't normal. Before this happened, there was so much darkness and agendas of the enemy that were strategically being put into place, and we were sleeping. Many of us were sleeping. We were fat and comfortable and sleeping. Listen, it's training time. And many of you have been training and are training and are showing up. But listen, watch out for fatigue and battle weariness. If you get that, you need to tap out. Because we don't want you getting PTSD. Did I say that right? Okay, I will. So, you know, intercessors, they pray and they love to pray. When they get an assignment from God, they pray. And it's like food to their soul. It's food to their spirit. And it just, it charges us. You know, it's like people who pray like to pray. And sometimes we don't, and we do it anyway, and then we tip into it, the anointing or the assignment. And so when you pray on an assignment a long time, and some of these are long-term assignments, you get a little fatigued. You take a few hits in the spirit. And you tuck in and you go. It's just like the army. You take a little leave of absence, so to speak, and you go get triage. You go spend time in the Holy Ghost. You go soak out in this presence, and you get rejuvenated. And so it's easy to take an assignment and think you're the only one. You're not the only one. There's many people that are praying on the same assignment. It's the body of Christ. It's an equipping. It's not just one person. He doesn't do that because none of us are special, although we're all special. So with battle fatigue, you might be praying, but listen, there comes a point. You know, the enemy wants you to turn into the flesh and start praying by the flesh. And then really, it's kind of not that productive. You know, your words have authority, but by the Spirit, things get done. And so if you're praying on an assignment, and I've had many of these, and some of them were tough assignments, and you do take hits, and you know, when you come off the battlefield, your armor is a little dinged up, and you might have a couple cuts in you, and you might be a little, jumpy or whatever, because you've been, you know, fighting for a long time or praying for a long time. It's good to tap out, and what I mean by that is, if you're starting to get a little weird, you'll know it, and if you don't know it, your spouse will tell you. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, it's important because, you know, sometimes it's hard to discern the spirit from the flesh. And especially as you continue to pray and grow, it's, you know, pretty much spirit. And then sometimes the flesh comes and you're like, oh, that's flesh. And this might be too much for some of you, but God's saying this for a reason. I think he's planning something for us and helping us overcome. And so when you're on assignment and you start to get a little tired or a little weary, is it darts from the enemy trying to stop you from praying, or is it, do you need a break? Do you need some spiritual water? Are you a little dehydrated? Do you need to come out and drink, and then go back in fresh on a new horse, so to speak? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's okay to tap out. And when you tap out, you don't instantly feel great. It takes, just like in the natural, it takes a bit to come down and come off and decompress from your assignment. So, and it's only by God's grace you even get to do that. And it's only by God's grace you get to come off and decompress. And it's only by God's grace you get to go back in fresh. Does that make sense to everyone? Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay, wow. So I feel like, I felt like this had to be released tonight. And so I know there's more to it, but that's all I have tonight on that, okay? So I'm asking you to ask the Holy Ghost what this means to you and what this is for you, because he will give you more. It's kind of like ingredients to a bakery cake, and I put it all together. Now you bake the cake. You know, and it might need a little more liquid in there or something. I don't know. Okay? Thank you. Father, I thank you for the word that you just released. I know we're not done, but I feel like we're shifting. And so I'm asking you to give us wisdom, Lord, on the day that we're in and the time that we're in, and help us shore up our foundation spiritually. Help us stay implanted in the word, implanted in you. And I am asking for signs and wonders to continue to increase in our lives, where we know the truth and the truth sets us free, where we have full engagement from heaven and the angels, and the angels that are on assignment. We bless this assignment. We have blessed the people. I feel like this is being, you know, birthed out of the Spirit and released tonight. And so I just ask you to bless this assignment. And Lord, whoever's supposed to pick it up, I release it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.